our goal is to change young people's lives for the better. That's our mission.
That's Lynn Green, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Lynn Green is the founder and executive director of Van Gogh, a nationally recognized nonprofit arts-based employment program for at-risk teens and young adults in Douglas County. She joins us to talk about the organization. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Well, tell us about the origin of Van Gogh.
Well, Van Gogh was founded in 1997. This is actually our 20th anniversary year. We founded the organization really to fill a gap in services. There was nothing existing in the community at that time for teens. We were serving, in the year we founded Van Gogh, we were serving teens or young people 8 to 18. But primarily through our JAMS program, Jobs in the Arts Make Sense, the 14 to 18-year-old program is what most people know us for. Benches throughout the community is what this program makes in the summer. However, we are a year-round program, and we serve our youth 365 days a year.
So how has this program evolved from those very first days to the program that you run today?
Well, it's changed immensely, actually. We started serving 8 to 18, and now we serve 14 to 24-year-olds. So we have two programs that exist in the community. Both of them are youth employment programs. We hire our young people. We say we're not an arts program, yet art is what you see all throughout the community. So we actually employ our youth to make artwork and display it in the community. But we are an employment program. We're a social service program. We have sort of a holistic mission, Dan, to really reach teens in the community that are disenfranchised, that are not being served or not reached by other organizations, that are alienated from school often. So our young people really rely on Van Gogh.
So how do you choose the students that participate?
Well, because it's a job, we interview all of the young people who apply, and they're referred to us and identified in the community by multiple organizations. Now, as I mentioned, we have two programs, one for 14 to 18, one for 18 to 24. So our in-school youth, our primary referral source are the schools. And we are very dependent on the public schools, social workers, counselors, even art teachers. However, because we're not technically an art program, our young people don't have to have any art skills to be referred. Teens and young adults are referred based on need. And what are those needs? Mental health. A mental health disability, poverty. 70% of our teens live in poverty. 80% have a mental health diagnosis, and 25% have IEPs at school. We have young people on the spectrum with ADHD and multiple challenges. Some of them have all three to qualify. So the teens are identified, they come. We interview for the JAMS program, for our in-school program. We typically have three times as many teens apply as we can actually hire. So we interview 60, we hire 20 in the fall, spring, and summer. And that's the hardest part, is turning kids down. Everybody wants to be a part of the program.
I know that you keep track of the graduates of your program. Are there a few success stories that you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, it's really fun right now. We had a big 20th anniversary party. We invited back, we've served hundreds of teens in the 20 years we've been here. And so it's just been wonderful to hear them at the event stand up in front of the group. We had an open mic. They gave testimonials. One of our young people I had when she was 10 years old, she had suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome. She had immense challenges, came from a really challenging family, and she was in our very, very first program at East Heights School called No Face Like Home. She then stayed through our JAMS program. She found a wonderful foster care situation, and she maintains, albeit not the most glamorous job, but she is a janitor in a rural school district and is very, very proud of that. And we are very, very proud of her for being able to maintain the job, to be on her own, and to live and work as a fully functioning, productive human being. And I have to say that is our goal for all of our young people that go through the program, that not just while they're there at Van Gogh, we're not just keeping them busy after school and giving them little projects to do. You know, our goal is to change young people's lives for the better. That's our mission. And it's a pretty lofty mission. I can't say that we're successful all the time. You know, we don't serve our teens in total isolation. They come from very challenging family situations, and so we have a lot to deal with.
I want to come back to what you've mentioned several times, and that's your most visible legacy of the program, those art benches.
Yes.
If someone is interested in getting one of those, how do they do it? And then I understand if you purchase one of those, it's not just a purchase. You have to be involved with the program to
Absolutely.
Do that. So tell us more about that.
Well, that has evolved into something very special. We now have 300 bench locations after 20 years, close to 300, and people are still asking. Now, most of the benches are created very intentionally for public spaces, not private use, and that is because a big part of the program, Dan, is to give our young people public recognition and public acclaim and all of the things that disenfranchised young people typically do not get from their community. So to put them in public spaces, we commission them in advance. 20 clients are found every summer, and more the clients are finding us. We already have 8 benches committed for the summer of 2018, I might add. So people let us know. What we create, which is very special, is a relationship, a client and artist or apprentice relationship between the bench buyer and the young people who make the bench. It's a one-to-one relationship. We try to assign that young people to a client that they have a natural partnership with. For instance, we did one for Rain Tree Montessori School. We chose the young person to make the bench who had been a student at Raintree Montessori. We had a bench this summer that was created for a young man, a teenager, who died from suicide, so it was very, very sensitive. We chose the most sensitive person in the program, the most empathetic young woman, to work with the family to create the imagery for the bench. So yes, as you said, the client is extremely important in the creation. There's a second meeting that allows the client to give feedback about the design and make any changes. So it really is very much a business kind of design-oriented process. Then the final bench is created. We have an unveiling. The community is invited, and the final product is revealed. So all of those points of contact are hugely, hugely beneficial to our young people. So much so that of the 20 summer bench projects that we have done, we typically have 100% completion, attendance, and punctuality of our youth. It's stunning. The relationship and the responsibility the young people feel to create a bench for the client who they know, have a relationship with, is a big part of the program. And then the pride our teens feel. We had a young person drop in the other day who told us they had just been at Dale Willey to see the bench that they made in 2005, Dale Willey Automotive. So with their child, showed us a picture of themselves and their child sitting on the bench. So these benches are not just painted pieces of wood. These are extensions, we feel, of who our young people are. And the pride and the success and the self-esteem that they garner from creating a bench in a public space is really immeasurable.
For those who would like to learn more about Van Gogh and the work you do there, where can they find more information?
They can go to our new and improved website at www.van-go.org. You know, of course, all of our contact information is there. There are volunteer applications. There's a bench application. We now ask for a deposit, so we know we have those commitments because, as I said, the process has gotten somewhat competitive over time.
Lynn, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me, Dan. I've really enjoyed it.
Lynn Green is the founder and executive director of Van Gogh. More information and more interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.